Chapter 5.
Han finished his report, sat back, and waited for the criticism to start. It was a very short wait.
So once again, your smuggler friends refused to commit themselves,
Admiral Akbar said, sounding more than a little disgusted. His high-domed head bobbed twice in some indecipherable Calamarian gesture, his huge eyes blinking in time with the head movements.
You'll recall that I disagreed with this idea all along,
he added, waving a webbed hand toward Han's report case. Han glanced across the table at Leia.
It's not a matter of commitment, Admiral, he told the other. It's a matter that most of them just don't see any real gain in switching from their current activities to straight shipping.
Or else it's a lack of trust,
a melodic alien voice put in.
Could that be it?
Han grimaced before he could stop himself.
It's possible,
he said, forcing himself to look at Borsk Phalia.
Possible?
Phalia's violet eyes widened, the fine cream-colored fur covering his body, rippling slightly with the motion. It was a Bothan gesture of polite surprise, one which Phalia seemed to use a lot.
You said possible, Captain Solo?
Han sighed quietly and gave up. Phalia would only maneuver him into saying it some other way if he didn't.
Some of the groups I've talked to don't trust us,
he conceded.
They think the offer might be some sort of trap to bring them out into the open.
Because of me, of course,
Akbar growled, his normal salmon color turning a little darker.
Haven't you tired of retaking this same territory, Counselor Phalia?
Phalia's eyes widened again, and for a moment he gazed silently at Akbar as the tension around the table quickly rose to the level of thick paste. They had never liked each other, Han knew, not from the day Phalia had first brought his sizable faction of the Bothan race into the Alliance after the Battle of Yavin. Right from the start, Phalia had been jockeying for position and power, cutting deals wherever and whenever he could, and making it abundantly clear that he expected to be given a high position in the fledgling political system Mon Mothma was putting together. Akbar had considered such ambitions to be a dangerous waste of time and effort, particularly given the bleak situation the Alliance was facing at the time, and with typical bluntness had made no effort to conceal that opinion. Given Akbar's reputation and subsequent successes, Han had little doubt that Phalia would ultimately have been shunted off to some relatively unimportant government post in the New Republic, if it hadn't happened that the spies who discovered the existence and location of the Emperor's new Death Star had been a group of Phalia's Bothans. Preoccupied at the time with more urgent matters, Han had never learned the details of how Phalia had managed to parlay that serendipity into his current position on the Council. And to be perfectly honest, he wasn't sure he wanted to.
I merely seek to clarify the situation in my own mind, Admiral,
Phalia said at last, into the heavy silence.
It's hardly worthwhile for us to continue sending a valuable man like Captain Solo out on these contact missions if each is pre-doomed to failure.
They're not pre-doomed to failure,
Han cut in. Out of the corner of his eye, he saw Leia give him a warning look. He ignored it.
The kind of smugglers we're looking for are conservative business people. They don't just jump into something new without thinking it through first. They'll come around.
Phalia shrugged, his fur again rippling.
And meanwhile, we expend a great deal of time and effort with nothing to show for it.
Look, you can't build up any...
A gentle, almost diffident tap of a hammer from the head of the table cut off the argument.
What the smugglers are waiting for,
Mon Mothma said quietly, her stern gaze touching each of the others at the table in turn,
is the same thing the rest of the galaxy is waiting for. The formal re-establishment of the principles and law of the Old Republic. That is our first and primary task, counselors, to become the New Republic in fact as well as in name.
Han caught Leia's eye, and this time he was the one who sent out the warning look. She grimaced, but nodded slightly and kept quiet.